We're going to start with the federal landscape, talk about a little bit about repeal and replace, the tax bill that actually has some healthcare issues in it, the BBA of 2008, and some things to watch. And then we'll move on to the Texas landscape and talk about the Medicaid budget, why that's important, the new 1115 waiver, HHSC initiatives on value-based care, and the House and Senate interim charges, and then we're going to talk about what's next.
So I think I'm going to start with an overview of the federal landscape, and I think there's a couple of overarching comments. First is, while we are just in the first week of April of 2018, the reality of this year and being a midterm election year is that there is likely not going to be any substantive legislation considered by the Congress between now and the end of the year, whether that has anything to do with health care or otherwise. There'll be some tinkering around the edges, and I think the opportunity to address some issues that have kind of the partisan political interest, but relative to big bills, I would not expect that we're going to see much the rest of the year. I think that from the perspective of health policy, if you consider the fact that since the Affordable Care Act was signed into law 7-plus years ago, that every single election cycle thereafter, the ACA or Obamacare has been a pretty polarizing issue, and I would expect that that will continue for this year. There will be a lot of conversation in the U.S. Senate, but particularly in the U.S. House, continued conversation about repeal, replace, reform of the ACA. But to my earlier comment, I really don't expect that anything substantive is going to pass this year.